Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
This is interesting you picked this.
It's just the original, too. I heard it somewhere yesterday, and it's like, note to self. Play that tomorrow.
It's a sexy song.
I almost picked it last week.
Really?
Because this song is also 50 years old this year.
God.
Yeah.
Look. I'm older than this song.
Same year.
Or the same age.
I'm 50. 50 years old.
Maybe Jade Cargill's bringing me a birthday gift.
Maybe.
Well, she might.
A biscuit.
She's going to bring me a U.S. flag. Got one star on there for each year you've been alive.
What if she just now found out? She's like, we got to pull over. Get this dude something. Go to Walgreens.
The fact that you think they would
get you a card.
Prepare by listening to the show before getting here is fun. You know, I mean, like literally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, folks who go around and do, you know, interviews and stuff all the time. Like, you know, if they know the person, like if they're going in like on, you know, Rogie. Or
Rogie, or yeah, like a Meltzer. Not that they would ever go to Meltzer or Keller. Does Keller even have one?
I don't know.
Is he still at the Torch?
Yeah, or Bubba Ray or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what they look like. I mean, you know, but then they walk in there like, wonder what that's like in the mind to walk into a room about to be interviewed by people. You have no idea anything about them.
I never thought about it that way before.
I'm going to ask her that. Do you Google ahead of time to just see what we look like? I would.
I would.
Yeah. You almost have to.
See, I would.
Be talking to the right person.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, I don't know, these ladies look like they might be, you know, into women. I should maybe not wear this revealing top.
Like, you don't think about it with Wheeler. That's her dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's her boy.
Yeah. No.
It's like he knows what he's getting into.
Okay, the FOF line. I think for the first time today, I'll give out the phone number. I think I neglected that earlier during my crypto tirade. 864-241-4318.
It's back.
I apologize for that. That really kind of, it wasn't a tirade per se, but it was more like I took my eye off the ball and wasn't paying attention to my job.
I thought it was like a little mini bit, to be honest with you.
It was not, no.
I mean,
the eye off the ball was looking for the Thanksgiving song, but then that flew across my radar, and I was like, oh.
I can only imagine how you feel.
I can only imagine.
Oh, that song.
I hate that song. Do you hate that song worse than Walking in Memphis?
Yeah, because with Walking in Memphis, you know, I kind of make a fun joke like, oh, you know, his wife at the time was an alcoholic, you know, been to rehab a couple times.
That's how I remember who he is. Parked the car and forgot where he parked the car.
So he had to walk the rest of the way.
So he had to walk home.
How about look 10 feet from Bill, dummy? Maybe the car is there.
It ain't that big. Follow the barbecue smell. 864-241-4318.
This guy's not a fan of his coworker. Technically, they don't work together, but they work for the same company. Either way, this guy should learn how to do his job right.
For the stupid son of a bitch that works second at my f***ing plant, don't know how to f***ing stack s***. Been walking in to f***ing work all damn week long, don't know his ass from a f***ing hole in the ground, needs to get himself a f***ing another damn job. Stupid f***ing c***.
How do you know if someone doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground? Do you see them trying to wipe the ground or plant a tree in their butt?
Do they look alike?
What is the what is
that? Like a bird? Does I don't know.
Are they that clueless, or literally do they have grass growing on their ass?
I can't
tell the difference between your ass and a hole in the ground. I didn't cheat on you. I thought that was your ass.
I thought your ass was kind of woolly.
This is going to come up during the next PDA. Because I got a clip of a guy who's kind of breaking down the same thing.
Ooh.
He says a famous saying, and he's like, what does this even mean? He kind of goes into it.
Those are fun sometimes until you find out the dark side of those things, like about the hair up your ass. Like, that was a real thing.
Oh.
Really?
Not an ingrown hair, like a rabbit that was cold.
A rabbit that went into the orifice?
Yeah.
Lord. The adult,
Lord.
That's what they said, man.
That's little, not good.
Up north.
It's a little graphic, but you know.
Poor little bunny. Yeah. Didn't have a chance.
Yeah, yeah, those little Italian pigs as well. Mm-hmm. They were used as well in that regard.
That's
hamsters, all of
wrong.
Them. Guineas.
That
wrong.
Might be what sticking your toe in the water means. Like, you just want to, you know,
test
something
it.
Inconsequential first, not your head, not your full face, and
put your head in the sand though.
That's to bury your face. That's to hide.
Is it because you're ashamed or you don't want to see
shame.
The doom and gloom that going
is
on? I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was just like you're living in bliss, not paying attention. Your head's in the sand. But
that's what I was thinking.
But Paige says it's like maybe like I'm hiding in shame. It might be both.
I don't know.
I think we're right there.
Here we are. She's not going around with this dude again. She learned her lesson the first time. But,
oh,
you know.
Girl.
When you get away from a dude and he's bored with his situation, he's going to come a-looking. So she better stay strong.
She has to stay strong.
Don't be second best.
It's going to happen again.
You to my nasty-ass husband, who I've been with for 13 years and just found out he's still cheating like a nasty motherfucker. You two out there hoeing around like you are, so off to you. You just wait till you get them papers, you piece of shit, because I can't wait. I can't wait to see the look on your damn face. So off to you and every other cheating motherfucker out there. I hope you all get something to make your fall off.
Fingers. Fingers.
Well, it eventually will if you have diseases, so.
I tell you, there's not a relationship as volatile as the female and the penis. Because on one hand,
it's a love-hate situation.
Exactly.
It
but
is.
It's the it's like extreme opposites. But when you're mad, it's either really small or you're like you want it to fall off. Like, you just absolutely
hate it.
I
never wish that.
But when women do that, like, do any of their friends ever say, why have you stayed with him for 12 years if it was so tiny? You acted like you were so happy all these
right.
years.
I don't
You're
know.
A good faker. Are we real friends? I can't tell. You're so good at faking
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, all the money in the world won't make it better in bed. You know what I mean?
I didn't do this story in sports.
You're trying to make me feel better about my crypto loss today.
That's what it was. But the football player, Matt Khalil, used to play for the Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't know his wife, but she's an influencer. Well, ex at this point. She said part of the reason that they broke up or they didn't last long was because, you know, he's a big dude. Big man. So everything was big.
Big man, tiny package?
No.
No, everything was big.
She described it as two Coke cans stacked on top of each other.
Oh, good Lord.
And
poor
she said
thing.
It was
too much.
A miserable experience, she said.
Like, not in the minis, but the regular Coke cans?
Yeah, the regular. Ah. Not the half liters either.
I couldn't imagine.
If you say I got a big bus, I mean a huge bus. I'm not saying what kind of bus it is.
So it's wrong, Bettis.
Or where it's going. But say I got this huge bus. I know I don't have to use the entire bus to get where I'm going, but so I know how to use parts of the bus that I need.
It's
going
to be a lot of preparation for you to use the bus.
Preparation H.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know what kind of he's talking
it's
about.
Not happening.
Look, I'm not a woman or a homosexual man, so I can't tell you how that works. But
well,
you're
can
saying.
Imagine.
That maybe the first 3-4 rows would be enough for the capacity, but
it's perfect.
She's sitting there like, I want to go to the back of the bus.
Or is she afraid that she's going to go to the back of the bus? Like, that I don't know how to accommodate.
Maybe it's just so uncomfortable anyways.
Did you have to do a fire drill out of a school bus when you're in school? That was scary. Yeah. Jumping out of the back of a school bus.
That's to save your life, though.
Yeah, but I told him, I said, I won't ever ride the bus. Well, you still have to do the fire drill.
Oh, you did?
That's a good point.
I never rode the bus. I still had to do it. And it was like a 3-foot jump. And when you were that heavy, when I was that heavy, like, I literally am saying goodbye to my ankles on the way
yes,
down.
Yes, you are.
Every single time.
I rode the bus, and we never did that.
You know what happens now? Back then, it was a shut-up, Harris. Do it anyway. If you said that now, you could sue the teachers, sue the school.
Dang it.
This, that, and the other.
Did you see call Rob right now. Want to sue my teacher, Rob.
Did you see the teacher that got shot by her student?
Yeah,
she got a big payday.
Now,
she got shot, but she'll never have to work again.
Like a six-year-old or something?
Who's the payday from?
That I didn't look
school
into.
School district. Who's paying that?
Well, I think the parents.
Her constituents, the parents, everybody lives in that town.
Everybody has insurance.
It's not a good model.
It might be capped off, too. I don't know. When it comes to state laws and like stuff like that, they cap them.
But then again, if you sue the teacher or whomever, the principal, whatever, like, the people can owe you money on paper forever.
Yeah.
You know? You either write it off or forget about it and be done with it. But
think of OJ and his restitution and all that.
Oh yeah, might get tied up in appeals or civilly.
All of that. And they know that everybody knows that. Okay, they owe this amount of money, but a couple court visits, you're not going to get your money back out of that. So
lawyers get theirs first.
Shysters know how to rule the world. They really do, and I hate them.
Plus, you can wear them if you get cold too. So
yeah.
This guy has a...
You're talking about Paige's toe coats?
Toe coats.
God, I confused so many toe yesterday. Coat? Toe coats. You were talking about a coat of nail polish, but people thought you were wearing little jackets on your toes.
Oh.
The coat of many colors.
Oh, mama made for me.
This guy has a... he doesn't have a good relationship with his boss. I feel like it's hit a breaking point. His boss aggravates him a lot. Calls him names.
That's not good.
864-241-4318.
This
Fatty.
Might be me.
Fatty.
Yeah, this is to my f***ing boss. Well, he thinks he's a f***ing boss at work. All he does is run his f***ing mouth about bullshit, calling me a slacker, saying I'm this, I'm that.
Slacker.
I'm one of the hardest working motherfuckers you got. Then you got the other motherfuckers talking about me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to slow the f*** down. I'm doing 5 miles under the speed limit every f***ing where I go. And I don't give a good flying f*** if they like it or not. I'm just here for a f***ing paycheck anyway. And the only reason why I'm here to begin with is just so I can keep my f***ing insurance. You know what? Damn. I just my thanks.
I forgot about the end.
Thanks. Was it thanks for us or for them after they did?
I think it was for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
For giving him the platform, but he
was appreciative to vent.
Is that a sign of dominance, real, if somebody's doing that to you? Like, I try to piece it together.
Which part?
The oral favors.
Oh.
Maybe it is.
It's, we've talked about it a bunch of times. Is it a humiliation kind of thing? But the humiliation is like, dude, you just made a guy do that to you.
Yeah.
Plus, you just made a guy gay under duress.
Plus, other people would say the person actually doing the act is the one that has all the power.
Kind of. Because you can stop right before.
You could really get him. Like, almost right there and say, okay,
bye.
I'm done now. Put the duct tape back over my mouth.
See you, bye.
Mm.
Like, I don't ever like envision ending an argument that way. Say, by the way, you can do this.
All right, fine. I'm tired of arguing. Is this going to make you mad? Can we go to bed now?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Because it's going to feel weird either way. Like, when it's going on, you're like, you know what, on second thought.
Wouldn't it be great, like, if you saw two people, neighbors across the fence yelling, well, you can come over here and... the guy pops over the fence and starts chasing him, grabbing at him. Come here, man.
I was just kidding.
You told me to do it. I got
bring
it on tape.
Hair.
You gave me permission to do it.
I just told him my attorney, call rob.com. He said it's a legally binding contract. Come here.
Yeah. You can't sue if you got bit by a dong. It's by dog. Fool.
Yeah, you can. It. You can sue.
Oh, this guy sounds like he doesn't miss his ex-wife all that much.
Oh.
I want to say this to my ex-wife. You f***ing piece of shit, junkie. I'm so happy that you lost your job, you lost your house, you had your animals taken away from you, you lost your license, You had a f***ing career job making $27 a f***ing hour, and you managed to f*** that up, and you lost the best man that you will ever have in your life. F*** you.
Is he talking about himself?
What about the groom, though?
Yeah, I know. Like, who are you talking about, bruh?
Poor guy. That sucks. That does. So is he mad at her for losing the job or mad at her in general? Like,
I assume the drugs maybe first. I don't know.
It seemed like he put up with the drugs until it lost her job. And yeah. Maybe that's the breaking point. Like, hey, if you can do it and go, all right. But yeah.
I tell you, man, sometimes, and it happens more often than you would think, you get a good voicemail. You're like, oh, this is killer. This is jam up, whatever. Then you'll get another one. Man, could you not play that, man? I'm sorry. Like, there was one where this guy scorched earth, if you will, the job he just got let go from. And it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the next voicemail was like,
God, he worked for the FBI?
No. Oh. He worked for a dealership. That was the thing. He was calling people out, calling cars out. And then the next day, he leaves a voicemail that says, man, I think I can get that job back, man. Could you not play that? And I'm like, and I almost played it because...
That's how you got your new car, isn't it?
Because at that point...
You accepted a car, so you didn't
have... I told him, I said, look, either there's going to be some, you know, favors involved or a car. Like,
he started chasing your car.
I'm just joking, man. Come on. But, I didn't want to... I didn't want the guy's voice to give it away. Because even though he didn't say any names, the guy who hired him back probably could hear it was him. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to hire you back now.
And even when I'm blackballed, that would be terrible.
But it was, that's one we lost out on.
I'm
well, shoot.
I'm more voicemail or email bad about that than, and I'm better at it now, I think. I haven't heard any major complaints about it. Just, you know, like, I think before I respond. I used
Which
to
is
not
hard to do.
At all. It is.
Yeah. Back away.
When you have passion for your job, it's hard to just take the old lump on the head and move on.
That's something that happens when you get older, right? You're like, and I don't know what that filter is, but you're
maturity?
Like. Maturity? I guess maybe, or maybe it's laziness on my part. You're like, I don't want to react right now. I just want to simmer.
You just got to, you know, not sweat the small ones.
Plus, that's part of my, you know, self-described narcissism kicking in, too. Like, I always think I'm the right one in the conversation. So I'm not going to really like, give any credence to anybody else's
How's
like professional opinion. I don't know, actually. I don't know if it works out well or if it just... If it keeps me out of trouble or if it maybe keeps me from, you know, having certain professional relationships, I don't know.
Yeah.
It could work both ways.
I mean, like, ultimately, you talking about just job or life in general?
Just in general.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think it's better to be ethical than narcissistic and not think of yourself first.
Like, I used to reach out to people. Hey, why?
See, I disagree with that. I think that's where people become lemmings. Where they, if you don't put yourself first,
yeah,
you get pushed to the side and forgotten about.
But see, I understand having ability in yourself, but a narcissist really is weak because they don't build themselves up. They just tear other people down.
See, as a narcissist, I would see that as a weaker person's excuse.
No, because they don't get anywhere. They're failure.
I kind of see myself as the orbit. I used to question why I didn't talk to certain people. Why I didn't hear from them. Now, if I don't see them for whatever reason, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
If they're not in my life in any capacity, okay, well, then it's not on me.
Right.
Like, I'm still plugging along doing what I do.
You're mature.
Or
you're
lazy.
Not passive aggressive.
No.
Yeah.
Try not to be. Unless it's for comedic effect.
Right. Well, even that's tough.
It is.
It really is. 864.
We'll take a break.
So we have to. Oh gosh.
Take a little break.
Time is flying by.
And we'll wrap this sucker up when we come back.
Do you realize there's going to be like a bunch of gold in here in like 40 minutes? A bunch of gold.
God, I can't wait.
I don't know how
it.
Much it weighs.
20 pounds, I'm guessing, right? You think so?
I don't think it could be quite that much.
It's got to be heavy. Gunther's.
The Intercontinental. No, that was the World.
I'm not going to take a picture with it because he lost it when I took a picture with it, so I'm not going to curse her women's championship.
Yeah, but Damian Priest won it after coming on the show, so we can be either good luck or bad luck.
Oh, that's true. Show karma. How does it work?
All right. We will more of the FOF line coming up next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
All right, how many are we going to get in here? We got to, these people, you know, it's funny, there's some text, or it's the same text. You know, here's a fun thing to do. Sending the same text over and over again, it does the opposite of what you're expecting.
Yeah, might get you blocked.
Well, not, but
speaking like, for myself.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny? I don't have, and this is on this real tip. I don't have, they took my abilities to block people off. It's not on there anymore, which is fine.
Well, you know, then again, they come in so fast that if you're doing that, being repetitive, then you're really just kind of going out of your way to be a goober.
Well, anyway, whoever this was then, I guess this is a work-related FOF line. I don't know if they called it this past week. They're wanting to know if their call is going to be on. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, they're sitting there nervous, but not sure if they should be nervous because it might not have made the cut.
Yeah,
that's why you should always listen.
You know what we used to do that kind of got out of hand was we had context to these. People would call in. The last break of the FOF was always saved for if you just called, if we played your call,
yeah,
call us and give us some context, like what happened.
Oh, man.
And then we just, you know, sometimes it would be good, but sometimes it would be a long diatribe, like,
oh. Mm-hmm.
Give us a little quick story, a little anecdote.
Well, I still enjoy it. I really do. I enjoy, and I think it helps people. I do. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, and maybe if the wrong person hears it, it stirs up a hernish nears. But regardless, like...
You know it's good because people that don't have anything to do with it like to hear it. And even the people that when they hear their calls, they mark out. They're like, all right, there's me.
Like, do you think they... Hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm going to be on FOF line tomorrow. And I talked about Tony, but I didn't call him by name.
Oh, yeah. Or they'll say, hey, you on the app right now? That was me.
Word gets back to Tony. Tony then listens. So it could actually be a grassroots effort for the show.
Because even though we're in a world of podcasts and we have a podcast, there's still something people love about hearing themselves on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs will always be a big thing.
Yeah.
They'll never go away. I don't want them to.
Well, as long as we keep shouting out. In fact, you know what you're making me want to do right now?
What?
You know you made me want to
shout.
864-241-4318.
Here's
I'm starting
guy.
To get nervous now about Jade Cargill. I get very nervous about wrestler interviews, and I'm gonna tell you that I don't know what to expect. And by that I mean, and this will be a great starter question, maybe. Who are you today? Because am I talking to Jade Cargill, the woman? Jade Cargill, the in the character wrestler. You know, at the moment we hate Naomi. Well, we don't hate her anymore. She's pregnant in real life.
Hate Tiffy.
Hate Tiffy time. You know, Bianca Belair. She's her your friend. Or are we going to talk in real life form? I don't know what to be.
What do you want to know about her?
Well, so that's
the real life form is really interesting.
That's a great question because she's in work mode. You know,
I know because she's promoting. Like, she can't say, "Oh, look, me and Tiff, real good friends. We're going to Haywood Mall after the interview today."
But
you can't do that. But at the same time, like one thing I want to ask her is, who's your road buddy? Who do you travel with? Because oftentimes it's not even their tag team partner or their person they're in a team with. It'll be like somebody you're like, "Wow, really? Y'all get along well?"
Yeah. That's crazy. Do you like to do in your free time?
That's my issue with it.
I want to find out if Nia Jax is really not very nice to people, as I've heard.
See, I don't know who's old school about it. I don't know who protects the business anymore, or if that's even a thing.
I don't either. So we'll find out today. It should be riveting. Well, it really should be like awkward radio, even if you don't like wrestling. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be nervous, so that's probably fun to listen to.
It's going to be good because, you know, we've never seen her in person.
No.
We know how good she looks on screen.
And she's beautiful.
What about this as a little jokey joke? I'm going to say, I'm going to take a picture with you and tell my grandson that I met Storm. Would that be okay?
She's a huge Storm fan.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Loves
that. Wow, I'm stupid.
Dumbass.
The beginning of her song. There's a storm coming. Oh, my God, I'm dumb. God, I'm dumb.
Here's the guy we've been hearing from trying to re-kick up the feud that died years ago.
Oh, trucker on trucker crime.
Yep.
Every damn trucker out on the motherfucking road. Right in my motherfucking ass while I got horses in the back, you stupid son of a bitches. You fucking greasy, potato-eating motherfucker. Stick them greasy motherfucking fingers up your you stupid motherfuckers, and go back to that fucking driving school and learn how to motherfucking drive. God dang! And it goes to for you, the f***ing dumpster driving stuff too. All you motherfuckers in them big ass f***ing rigs thinking you're bad as s***, thinking you're the most important motherfucker on this f***ing road. Y'all son of a bitches.
He's had a bad day.
He's going to have to clean up a lot of horse logs and vomit. Because they'll get car sick.
Plus, he lumped them in. You dumpers out there are like, what do we have to do with it? Why are you throwing us in here?
Truckers in general, yeah. It's like, you know, bikers. It's like, that's the other one, too. A bicycle.
Slowing down traffic.
Yeah, but it's like, bike is short for bicycle. But some people say, I'm riding my bike this weekend. And they're talking about their hog or their Harley or their Native American.
Just say you're going to ride a hog this weekend.
Well, that could mean a plump-sized woman, a BB dub or something. People read into that very, very strangely. What?
Well, we got to go.
Oh, crap.
Well, we got a hard out, and I freaking missed it.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Go.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Here we are. It's a battle to make you laugh. That's it.
Really is. I don't think we keep score. No. I can't tell you who won when.
I've won the last four, but I'm not keeping up with that for any reason.
We've been done for?
I think you're getting better and better. It's a equal duel.
It's fun to do because you see these things, and now you know we have you, the listeners, the P1s, sending us and tagging us in these different things, and it's
a lot of good stuff.
It's been a hoot.
And the winner is going to get his ass kissed today. Literally.
That's right. You have to join the Kiss Your Ass Club. You have to kiss your own ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
If you can.
Who wants to start? We got to flip a coin like they did on the Super Bowl?
I will defer my option. You can start.
Okay, I'll start first then. This one, I know somebody's going to take issue with it. I already know they are. But I'll just tell you what's happening here. Donald Trump is appearing with Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, from the search engine site.
They're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu, old BB. And after they met, they were doing a press conference. And this is Donald Trump, I think, handling this with grace. But others might say otherwise. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
My name is Aziz in Karimi, Afghan Safar Commander, as I expectation from you. Do you have any plan to change Afghanistan situation? Are you able to recognize Taliban? Because I'm an Afghan journalist, Afghan Safar woman. Any comment about Afghanistan? What's your future plan for Afghan people, especially Afghanistan?
I have a little hard time understanding you. Where are you from? Actually, it's a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent. The only problem is I can't understand a word you're saying. But I just say this. Good luck. Live in peace. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, he's probably doing that move where he looks off to the side and points like,
The backtracking, though, you could hear it, and it was nice. Like, he realized, like, maybe shouldn't have said, I don't understand you, but you have a nice accent. I like it. Where are you from? I thought that was handled nice.
Live in peace. I think you feel like you kind of heard what she said, or at least parts of it.
Like, how are you going to take care of Afghanistan?
To answer it. He did tell her good luck.
Live in peace. Live in peace. Good luck.
Yeah. So that was from right before Valentine's Day.
I will say this. He'll take any question. Like, he'll answer all of them.
He's not being as snippy with the news people lately. So that's I mean, you true. Really don't need that. I mean, like, you know, most of them, they're just...
barely there to do their job. They're not there to do anything that...
Yeah. But he will tell you, like, that was a stupid question. I mean, I kind of appreciate that, too.
That was dumb.
It's a dumb question.
Where are you from? Stupid.
You have a nice voice.
You should kick your editor who made you ask that question.
Well, what's a milk? Milk is a it's a common thing people fight over.
Milk?
Oh yeah, if you leave the milk, if you leave the milk out.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
If it's gonna snow,
or someone made you smell it and it smelled bad.
Well, yeah. Going back to the milk, like you know, if there's not enough for the next person to use.
Yeah.
Here's a you can tell this argument gets a little, and it's short, but it gets a little more intense because at the end, he's actually lunging toward the guy who's filming it. Now it starts off hot and heavy because he's the guy who's filming it. Is antagonizing the guy about the milk.
Wow.
Is this in a grocery store or in their home?
No, this is in the home.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the guy just woke up. He's walking around in his shorts.
Yeah.
He's bare-chested, no shirted.
Okay.
And it kind of ensued from there.
Don't drink all the milk, man.
Don't tell me what the f*** you're doing. This is the first time I done had some.
You had syrup before.
No, I haven't.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro? Don't drink all that milk. I'm dead-ass serious, bro.
Kristen, let me tell you something.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro?
Did you buy any motherfucking milk? Did you buy any motherfucking milk?
He's going after him to choke him, dude.
I've had roommates before.
And that's not a rhetorical question. Did you buy any MF'ing milk?
I mean, it's the way it flows right with, like, got milk.
And I understand why you would be angry with someone who eats all your food and drinks all your milk.
If you have a wife, ask her. Did you buy any MF'ing milk?
Are you you'd never buy milk?
I had a girlfriend whose parents would pour the milk into a white pitcher and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, like a ceramic?
They would pour it out of the carton and put it into a different...
I'm not sure about that, because that's not fresh.
I didn't think so.
I would think you would want to keep it, because it's a dairy product. You want to keep it fresh with a tight lid.
Yeah.
Just maybe in a jar.
That's just always odd.
Like a little butter tray, like leave it in the container.
Yeah.
A
little butter tray.
Put it back in where it's fresh.
You can go if you want. You can
let me go get
it. Yeah, we'll go back.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, have you flown recently? Well, it's almost like, pardon, Paige. It's almost like going to Walmart. You're expecting something to happen. And, you know, things might be going awry when you're sitting there and you have to bite your tongue. But sometimes someone speaks up and it's just, well, the funniest thing you might hear all day. Listen to this.
Whoever is farting, don't fart, please. It smells bad.
It's just like a public service announcement. He was farting, Paige. Whoever's farting, please stop. It stinks.
Yeah.
It took someone bold and...
it's so bad.
Someone had to say it.
Someone had to say something. So whoever's doing it, please stop.
If someone's farting, please.
It's very pungent.
By all means, stop.
You know, I've never experienced those, like, smelled like BO or farting or anything in a plane. Thank God.
No.
Sweet Jesus. You've never sat by the bathroom.
Usually yes, loud. I have.
That's where you want to sit, right?
No, you do not.
I sit there. Woo! Yo, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Because you like get the last one to go you on, get last the, one off.
Ugh. You get the wafts of something that died in there.
Wow. Hopefully the bad guy.
The guy who goes to a group situation and volunteers to be last is probably the same guy who wants to sit near the bathroom.
What, like a gangbang?
Maybe. You know, I like to highlight a commercial. From time
you're
to time.
You're winning by now, right now, according to text, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, this
I mean,
one
I'll
here.
Get you on this last one, though.
You might. But this one, I like to highlight a business when we can, you know, like trying to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Small business. If you want to buy a trailer, I don't know why you would go anywhere else but this guy right here.
Ooh, I can't wait.
He lays it out for you.
He's on fire.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up.
bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't going to hurt my feelings.
He is a cowboy.
So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
That's the best.
It got stains.
What does he look like? I want to know.
He's a tall, skinny
dude.
He
got stains.
Does he have a long mustache?
No, but he features a crew.
Like Sam Elliott for some reason.
And the girl who cleans him is smoking him. Like she's just smoking in the commercial.
She's smoking in the commercial.
That's the girl who cleans him.
If he sounded and looked like Sam Elliott in that commercial,
we've got trailers.
These are not mansions. They come in two pieces.
Rock, you dummy. I'm doing in, you dumb bastard.
God bless. You won. There ain't even no reason for me to do this last
one. Oh, I think we each got one left that we want to rant. You know what? Can I do this? I'll give you the last one. I hate to double up, but.
God, go ahead. You've won.
That was the best.
You're creaming me right now.
Oh.
Not in the cool way.
This one here is hilarious to me. I keep going back and watching it.
Okay.
It's a grandma who wants to watch wrestling.
Oh, God, that's what
grandma.
You've been
I'm
teasing
still her
this
grandma.
With.
But her TV is, giving her fits.
On the fritz.
So she takes it out on her grandson to fix it for her. And, the following happens.
Mother f***er, this is bull f***ing s***. Fix my f***ing TV, Jake.
What happened? Why did I just... You pressed the wrong button on your...
I pressed on the damn thing. I was watching Monday Night Raw. And all of a sudden it done this and I can't get it back.
Try pressing the menu button on it.
What menu button? I don't see no menu button. You know more about this motherfucking than I do. Son of a bitch. Sitting here getting ready to watch my Monday Night Raw and it just started coming on. And this pops up. Now why? 7. Then I ain't supposed to be on 7. There's still no signal. No signal. See, that's what it does.
God, I can't tell you who that reminds me
of. I want to know what she looks like.
She looks like hell.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.